What's up, everybody out there in Studer's Radio Universe? This is Nick McCone, and I wanted to let you know, this week is our celebration of the 30th anniversary of the 1992 Royal Rumble. That's right, this week, we're going to dive deep into the entire 1992 Royal Rumble pay-per-view, or should I say premium live event, I don't know what to say anymore. The 1992 Rumble is one of the greatest shows of all time, and you may remember 6 years ago, we did a live commentary of the 1992 Royal Rumble match on Wildfire Radio, live, with our third man, Brian Isley. And we included the background audio of that match as well, Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby the Brain Heenan, because it was just too classic to not do that. So we're going to upload that episode right now. You're going to listen to it. You're going to love it. And we'll be back later this week for our 1992 Royal Rumble deep dive. Enjoy our 23rd episode of the archives back in January 2016, 1992 Royal Rumble match live commentary.
Oh, Shooter's Radio Universe!
It's a new day! Yes, it is!
I am Vaughn Johnson.
You got me mad now.
You know, you got a back tickle.
Feeling good.
Well, all the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of...
Let me do this again. Oh, it's live, pal. Sorry.
We ride the bicycle in this arena.
With my man, Pots and Pans, Nick McCone.
That's me.
I don't know where the kid is that was riding it, but he ain't on it when they brought it to the ring.
Smile at you and kick your face off.
I'm down with that.
Kick you some mail! And I have half the brain that you do.
But I don't like it when things aren't going my way.
Don't you dare be sour!
He don't know nothing else.
You know that wrestling.
Right, he know that wrestling, bro.
Give me a hell yeah. I said give me a hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's another week, another Friday, which means it's yet another episode of The Straight Shooters here on Wildfire Radio. I am, of course, as the intro said, Vaughn Johnson of Philly.com. As always, I am joined by my man, Pots and Pans, Nick McCone of... Have you added another website to your title?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Not yet.
But right currently, he has six to his name. The two we know
at
of...
At least.
The two we know of is Philly Voice and PhillyInfluencer.com.
Correct.
And we are joined by a special guest, as you heard in the intro, talking about Blockbuster Nights, yeah, which is still probably my favorite episode, my favorite conversation in this show. It will go down in Straight Shooters lore, the annals of time, even. Brian Isley of Boombox Life Radio, right?
Boombox Life Radio. Yes, sir. Boombox Life Radio.
Here on Wildfire Radio.
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? That's How y'all doing?
We're chilling.
I'm excited.
I am too.
Happy Friday to you both.
Yes. Long weekend for me. I don't have work Monday. Cheers.
Man. Oh, man. So Super Sunday, no school Monday for you.
That's right.
That's what's going to happen Sunday.
That's absolutely what's going to happen.
But I'm excited, and I hope you're excited, because we got a special episode of The Straight Shooters. We're not going to really dive into news, and it's not really a whole bunch of news really to discuss anyway. But we're not going to dive into Raw. We're not going to talk about the current stuff. We're going to strictly dedicate this entire episode to the 1992 Royal Rumble.
Yes.
The best Rumble ever, in my opinion.
No, not just yours. It's a lot of people's opinions. And the reason being is because, obviously, this year's Royal Rumble is for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Mm-hmm. Roman Reigns will be defending it. This is the first time that the title will be on the line since this very match, the 1992 Royal Rumble, where there were probably like 7 or 8 Hall of Famers in this match alone.
At least, yep.
I mean, we got Macho Man, who we're looking at right now.
That's right.
Hogan, DiBiase, Piper, Michaels,
Flair,
Texas Tornado, who's Von Erich, Roberts. That's 8 right there, off top of my head.
Wow.
Or our heads, because we're doing some names. So we'll probably recognize 1 or 2. Heenan's on commentary. He's a Hall of Famer. Monsoon's a Hall of Famer on commentary. Yep. So that's 10 people.
Wow.
Oakland's doing backstage interviews. That's 11 Hall of Famers involved with this match in some way, shape, or form.
The Undertaker's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's in there.
That's true. Oof. Future Hall of Famer.
And then you got the Repo Man.
Hey, Demolition might get in Hall
future
of Famer.
Future TNA Hall of Famer.
TNA
Hall of Famer. Well, I've been wanting to ask you guys this. Why is there a TNA Hall of Fame?
I don't know. It shouldn't be.
Okay, all right. We agree.
Earl Hebner's in the Hall of Fame.
Jeez.
Straight up. And which is weird. This is, I always thought this was weird. How is AJ Styles not in the TNA Hall of Fame? It's just like Mr. Right. He was like Mr. TNA, but Team 3, the Dudley Boys are.
Yes.
And Sting is the first person to ever be inducted into the TNA and WWE Halls of Fame.
That's how I found out there was a TNA Hall of Fame. Because I posted that Sting was going to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. And one of my friends, Kevin Jones, shout out to Kevin, he lives out in Cali, said, yeah, Sting's in the TNA Hall of Fame too. Wait, what?
You remember that?
What is that?
It's a thing.
Wow.
There's no brick and mortar. There's no brick and mortar WWE Hall of Fame. You know damn well ain't no brick and mortar TNA Hall of Fame. So it's a figment of someone's imagination. Just like WWE Hall of Fame in some respects. But that's a different conversation for a different day. Yeah. We're talking about 92 Royal Rumble. And like you said, I think we're all in agreement. This is the greatest Royal Rumble to date.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if there's really one that's really come close to it. When you talk about just the match, dramatics, the stakes that were in it, obviously it's the titles on the line, the commentary, legendary, which you will hear. You will hear some of it in the background, some of the audio. So if you're at home, you want to watch it with us, right now we got to pause. We got a little setup here on the WWE Network. We got to pause on Macho Man right before he's going to cut his pre-match promo. We're going to listen. We're going to do the promos and everything, because that's just as part of the, we're not going to start it now. Don't start it now.
I'm waiting.
But that's just as part of the presentation as everything else.
Yeah, I see.
So get ready. I don't know. What's the timestamp on that?
1:20:40. So 1 hour, 20 minutes, and 40 seconds.
So if you're watching at home, get it all set up. Give you a couple seconds to get it all set up.
That's right.
1 hour, 20 minutes, 4 seconds. 40 seconds, right?
40, yep.
To get it all set up. So you're watching along with this. I'll count it down to when we play it. But real quick.
Countdown, nice.
Excited, right? I mean, this is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
This is the pinnacle of Royal Rumbles.
I was around like 11 years old when this happened, and Flair coming to WWE in itself was awesome. Like, he brought the belt and everything. They had to blur out the belt. Like, we didn't know.
Right.
Like, come on.
But then he carried the tag team. Like,
that big gold thing on his shoulder.
I was born at night, not last night.
Right.
I know what that is. I seen him in Georgia with it last week.
Right. So, yelling in a promo with Tony Schiavone.
Yeah, talking about his shoes cost more than somebody's house.
Or, which when you get all the Space Mountain, you're going to be like this. And he just falls down. First, the setup. The reason why the title is on the line was because the Hogan Undertaker stuff that happened in late 91, controversy abound. Jack Tunney, the greatest president in WWE history.
Jack Tunney.
You know, he's Abraham Lincoln of presidents in
Iron
WWE.
Yeah.
He ruled that the title was vacated, and he put it up for grabs in the WWE. And you'll hear a hilarious nickname about Jack Tunney from Bobby Heenan, called Jack on the Take Tunney, which is hilarious.
We need more Bobby Heenans in the world. We really do.
There's only one, man.
There is. That's true.
Unfortunate.
That's
only
true.
One.
Yeah.
That's true.
But, all right. So, by now, you should have gotten it ready.
Yeah.
So, are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Without further ado.
Yeah. 92 Royal Rumble, folks. We're watching it. 3, 2, 1. Hit it.
Yeah, the Royal Rumble. Single greatest wrestling event and match ever in the history of the World Wrestling Federation.
Macho Man.
Competition, yeah. Against 29 of the greatest wrestlers in the world and only one man. Prestigious World Wrestling Federation championship belt. I've won it before.
Look like he's about to go to the Mummers Parade right after the Royal Rumble.
Straight up.
I'm going back this afternoon.
I wouldn't go to the Mummers Parade in normal circumstances, but I'd go to see Macho Man.
I remember that afternoon.
Sometime I want to get my
look at the feather on the top, too.
The Snake Man.
To see it, the Snake Man.
Oh, he got rid of the glasses.
Be the World Wrestling Federation champion. Oh, yeah. Dig it.
Thumbs up.
Sid. Oh, my God.
Oh. Simple.
He's so wet. Just sweating.
Will be the World Wrestling Federation champion. So I ask you.
Sid was the only wrestler whose mullet turned into an afro mid match.
Remember The Rock's old haircut?
The man
Oh, I tried to forget that. Jesus.
Reminds me of that.
Who, The Rock? From yeah. like 96 when he debuted. Yeah. Ooh. He had like the
puffed up.
Like the,
yeah.
And he wouldn't stop smiling.
Even when he won the Intercontinental title.
He was happy, man. Repo Man.
Your boy.
Come here.
With tires on his shoulders.
You know, one of smash. The thrills in my life.
He's going to the Hall of Fame as Demolition.
Take something.
And they deserve it.
I got the
what was his name as a Russian?
To take the biggest prize ever.
He was in the Russians. 29 of the I forget his name.
Yeah, he was.
Crusher Khrushchev, right? You
know, was that him?
I think
yeah,
so.
I think so.
It's great.
He had two legendary characters. And then he lands on Repo.
WWF, man. It's the same company that made Terry Taylor, the Red Rooster.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
And made Dusty Rhodes wear polka dots.
Right. Nothing can stop Dusty Rhodes, though.
Bulldog was in a place like this, was in the Royal
he should
Albert
be in the Hall of Fame soon, British Bulldog.
England, my
yeah,
sure.
And
what a thrill it was for me.
I just assumed that he was already in, but he's not.
Over the top rope and stand victorious in the hallowed halls of the Royal Albert Hall. But what a bigger thrill it's going to be this afternoon when the British Bulldog steps in the Royal Rumble and disposes of 29 other opponents and gets the World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship belt around my waist. That will truly be a Royal Rumble.
Now we see why Bulldog didn't talk that much.
You can't always get what you want, but ooh, I've always been able to get what I need. This afternoon.
Perfect.
The World Wrestling Federation Championship belt is on the line. For 29 other men, it's going to be a big disappointment. I would never disappoint myself. You, I don't mind. And Savage, believe me when I tell you, I'll be waiting for you. Yeah, I'll save some for you. And I'll have just enough left to walk out with that title around my waist. Trust me.
I ain't trusting you, man.
You're
not
looking at
here we
the
go.
Next World Wrestling Federation champion. You're looking at the man who rocks the cradle.
Spoiler.
Why would you say that about Ric Flair? He rocks the cradle.
Who's the fastest?
I didn't get that back then.
We're at the Royal Rumble.
You see Flair look at him by the corner of his eye like, what the hell are
World
you talking
Wrestling
about?
Federation
that promo is awesome. He's just he's in it, boy. He's yelling to the top of his lungs.
Yeah.
He's in that promo.
I've called myself the real world champion. So for me, there's no back door. But remember, boys, and that's to all 29 of you, I've lived one way, and one way only, and that's with the belief to be the man, you have to beat
man.
The man. And today, at the Royal Rumble, I am the man. Woo!
After you watch the other promos and then you see Ric Flair's, it's like, now you see why.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you see why he was the best.
He was.
That promo was a hell. That got me excited for the match right then and there.
It did. It
and
did.
That was the norm.
Right, yeah. Right. That he wasn't even hype.
Yeah.
This mass carnage. Undertaker looking so much different than everybody else. It's startling how different he was than everybody else at this point of his career.
That was pure gimmick.
Right.
Back then. That was all gimmick.
But still, it was so dark. Like, everybody else was bright. Like, look at Hogan. Yeah, red and yellow and translucent colors and stuff. And then Undertaker was just brooding with pale Paul Bearer.
We're going to prove to the whole world the power of Hulkamania. We're going to prove that we can beat all 29 other superstars in the World Wrestling Federation to get our WWF title back. Oh, yeah. Winning the Royal Rumble is one thing. The most prestigious event in the WWF. But when
no, it's not. That's WrestleMania.
It is. The main event.
That changes the whole picture, man. But Hulkamaniacs, this is our cup of tea. They're going to be coming from all different directions. Friend or foe, they're all the same in the Rumble. But it's just like always. We're always getting cheap-shotted by one of our so-called friends.
Yeah.
Or we're always getting cheap-shotted by that no-good Jack Tunney. But this is our cup of tea. And in the Royal Rumble, we're going to prove
was rude.
That Hulkamania reigns supreme.
No good.
But all those people...
It's Jack on Take Tunney, man.
Wait a second.
He ordered a rematch after Survivor Series. How's he?
He always sided with Hogan.
Yeah.
He started. He was fair and just. So he's the greatest president in WWF history, WWE history. Man. Way better than Slaughter. Way better than Michaels.
They were commissioners.
Oh yeah, that's right. They weren't presidents.
No, I guess there's a difference.
You know, what really is the difference?
the title.
That's about it.
The Fink, another Hall of Famer.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Is he? Is he in the Hall of Fame?
I believe so, yeah.
I hope so. He should be.
He is.
Check it.
Fact check.
Yeah. He should be if he's not, because he's the greatest ring around announcer of all time. And elimination occurs when a wrestler is thrown out over the top. And Heenan already panicking before the match even starts. The man who will win the Royal Rumble and the one man remaining after all 30 participants have entered will be crowned the undisputed World Wrestling Federation champion.
We did not know this before he said that.
We had no idea.
I guess it's some. They do that still to this day, don't they? They announce like
the
what the stipulations are. Okay. Yeah,
must be over the top. And,
right.
And here's Tony. He's just going to repeat exactly what Howard just said.
That's a great nickname.
I would like to take this opportunity to officially welcome everyone who is watching.
Thank
this
you.
Event.
This is what's missing today's wrestling, where you have authority figures who are always constantly trying to dictate the outcomes. He's just there with the belt to present it to the winner. Like, that's all he's there for.
Yeah. Finkel is in the Hall of Fame, 2009.
Okay, cool. Good for Fink. Fink, you're the man, Fink.
You know your stuff.
Google.
that helps.
But like I said, like, authority figure who's just there. He's just to present the title, get out the way. Mr. President.
I love Howard. He's like, okay, leave.
Heenan.
Little stalemate.
Best president since Noriega. Number one. Davey Boy Smith. You know his son is still wrestling, right?
Yeah, no.
He's in Japan, in Noah.
I did know that, actually. I lied. I thought he moved on.
What's his name? Lance. He used to be, was Lance Hoyt or Lance Archer or whatever? Remember Lance Hoyt and TNA hit the tramp stamp?
Yeah.
They're a tag team in Japan.
That's awesome.
Killer Elite Squad. Oh yeah, I love his theme music.
I forgot he's with Sherry.
Look at Sherry.
Sherry was hot on the low.
Yeah. I was just gonna ask you, would you?
Sherry was hot, bro.
On the low, like, you know what, man? I wouldn't feel bad about it either.
Absolutely not.
That a boy, Rick. Martel.
That music is so ridiculous.
It is. It started right away, too.
Yeah. Remember the War Rumble game? The video game War Rumble? It had two match types. It was War Rumble and single, and that was it.
That was it.
That was it, boy. You play that all day, though.
That's right.
That's right. Oh, man, I remember it like it was yesterday, man.
See a steel cage Royal Rumble. That'd be weird. Wonder if that would work.
I don't think it would.
Probably not. You can't get counted out. Go between the ropes. Take a walk. Kill some time.
I mean, you're the first and second out here. You could be in there for a long time. It's a suplex by me.
I think it was last year, Brain. Last year's Royal Rumble where $1 million Man was in there for an excessive 30 minutes.
He thought about it. Changed his mind.
Well, let's set the record. I always love that punch by DiBiase.
Yeah, like the straight down.
Yeah. 53 minutes
and I believe 14 seconds. Very undramatic punch, that is. That was for the one who was in there the longest, the one who was in there the shortest. DiBiase is a man, though, yo.
Yeah.
And there goes DiBiase. Bye. Goodbye.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Bulldogs pumped.
Hold it, calm down, baby boy. You got 28 up.
Right. all going to win this match.
DiBiase's arguing he never hit the floor.
Can't believe it.
As he's on the floor.
Surprised Ted didn't just start handing out $100 bills.
Yeah, to the refs. They should have had that.
Let me back into this match. Come on.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Uh-oh, here comes Nate.
Let a beast, though. He's ready. Like, I'm doing it. I get it. He still got the robe on. Monsoon rubber.
I love that. Between him and Heaton. Yeah. I love that he came out with his robe too.
That's what I'm saying. He still had the robe on.
Say that dude, man. Of course he's gonna come out with his robe.
He spent money on that robe.
Yeah,
that robe cost $10,000. He better come out with that thing.
Ooh.
There he goes, Stratton.
Take your time, champ. Pace yourself. I'm going to have to apologize to the people. You know there's been two people to win the Royal Rumble at the number one spot? You know those two people are?
I do.
Who are they?
Am I allowed to say one? Chris Benoit.
All right.
And Shawn Michaels.
There you go. Chris Benoit won here.
One of them's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Chris Benoit won it here.
It was.
Well, not here in the studios. But.
I was about to say, damn, that's crazy. 30 superstars in the studio?
I think it was... First Union at the time, right? I don't think it was Wachovia.
No, I think it was Wachovia at that point. Yeah, that was like 04.
04, yeah.
Yeah, it probably was.
I think the one Michaels won was the fastest Rumble match ever.
Yeah, because
they had like every minute.
Every minute, yeah, that was bad. They probably only had like 2 hours on pay-per-view, though. Yeah. So we got to get this match out the way.
Yeah.
That was 95.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't put it past WWF to have only a 2-hour pay-per-view.
Right.
That's what they were.
Oh, yeah. Wow, Thread.
I miss that camera angle. They really need that back. Where they show you who's entering and then show the ring up high in the corner.
Even as a child, I knew tag team members were not going to win this thing.
I mean, I'll tell you, he was my favorite at that point.
Really?
To win? Yeah.
Jerry's not even Knobs, but Sags?
Yeah. Just because he had dark hair like me.
Oh. Can you imagine if, like, a tag team guy had one, like Jerry Sags won the Royal Rumble? He's a champion?
And he won the title. Oh, my God. Oh,
it'd be realistic,
Sags,
I guess.
Versus Knobs at WrestleMania.
Nah, this guy's got to cut a promo at the end of this.
Oh, my God. That's all this rumble would have been.
We're gonna get nasty.
Yeah, with the title. I'm getting nasty with the title. And Jimmy Hart just like, yeah, baby. What a chance, baby.
And then Knobs gets jealous and attacks Sags. And then that's the main event of WrestleMania.
The nasty boys explode. Old
Hoosier Dome.
The nasty boys explode.
That just sounds horrible.
Oh yeah. Somebody's exploding, baby.
I'm sure
it's gonna be nasty.
Let's get nasty.
It's gonna get nasty when they explode.
Get out.
Why would you stand up doing an apron like that?
Apparently hanging on is nasty.
And then turning around and talking trash.
Yeah,
I'm nasty. Get out. The David Boy had the dropkick him though. David Boy had to drop him. Could he just like little shoves?
Yeah, not even a punch. Just
right. Boop. Get out.
The finger poke of doom. You know, Nash took that bump. Could have had Sags take first ever.
Sags didn't want to drop to a finger poke.
That would have made more sense.
Yeah. Uh-oh. King Haku. Get the hell out of Dodge.
He got so much bigger as Meng. It's crazy. Yeah, like...
Yeah,
I didn't realize
Dodge.
They were the same guys until later on. 1997, I was like, oh, God.
He'd still whoop your ass today, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe it was the no shoes thing. I don't know.
They had like a shoot Royal Rumble King Haku would enter number one and eliminate each of the 29 other guys by himself. He'd be in there the whole time by himself.
And this is Heenan's old guy too, Haku.
Yeah, yeah. The Islanders. Right? He's not, yeah. Was it the Islanders? And then, no. He was with Andre the Giant.
Yeah. Colossal connection.
Yeah. And see Flair backing off, doing the smart thing, but he hops right back in the ring. The World Wrestling Federation title. Oh, look at this. Ooh, the power driver.
Nice.
With the jump.
Flair going for Haku's eyes now, and Haku's like yelling in pain. Dirtiest player in the game is right.
Here comes that patented knee.
Knee drop. One Triple H stole from Flair.
Oh, he stole a lot of stuff. He stole the knee drop from Flair, the running knee from Harley Race,
the spine buster from Owen.
Right. Triple H ain't no, he's a historian.
He is.
The pedigree.
Not that I'm
Harley
complaining
Race.
About it.
The pedigree, yeah. Yeah.
Except Harley Race didn't hook your arm.
A sledgehammer.
Right. Yeah. People forget about, like I said, the running knee and the knee drop. But he
You're
does.
Even cheering for Davey Boy now. Because Haku was being on Flair.
Oh, he's going.
Love it.
Heenan will do that a lot during this. He will cheer for the. For, oh, there goes Haku.
Haku is out.
Davey Boy eliminated all three so far.
There he is.
Shawn Michaels.
The new and improved Shawn Michaels.
Oh, yeah. This is right after he turned, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I hated him for
He did pretty well. He lasted quite a while, if I remember correctly.
He did.
Ooh, Flair gets him right away. Maybe Flair forgot he was a heel.
Right? You're still on the rockers, kid.
Now Michael's going right at him.
Ooh.
Wow. There it is.
Damn.
Eat music. I love you.
Oh, the crescent kick.
The crescent kick.
The crescent kick still.
I'm sorry. I love you. And I mean, oh, yeah. Flair.
It was foreshadowing. It was. Oh, my God. They foreshadowed it 24 years later. 26 years.
Wow.
It was like in the same position and everything.
It was. Wow, another foreshadowing for 95 Royal Rumble.
Right. They're smart.
They are.
They were booking like two decades ahead.
Yeah, they were.
Now they put 2 decades behind.
That's awesome. Wow, a reverse finger.
Yeah, eye rake.
Yeah.
I look like the black glove that Shawn Michaels wore, as if he was like a biker.
That's right. No, I remember the promo backstage when he had that vest on. It was like that pretty boy image. That's when my sister fell in love with him, and I hated him.
He's got black gloves. That's like foreshadowing.
That was Marty's
sure
video.
Right.
OJ went to trial for nothing. Sean did it.
6, 5, 4.
David Boy's hair is a mess, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Get the dreads going. The braids. Who's that?
Ooh, El Matador.
Tito.
Ooh, Monsoon's getting fined for that. Don't call him Tito.
Tito Santana lost like 7 straight WrestleMania matches at one point. He did. He lost from like every year from like 5 or 6 to like 10. He lost every year.
Kiss your meal ticket goodbye.
Your meal ticket. This is HBK and El Matador going at it. WrestleMania 8 match.
This is a foreshadowing. Yep. More foreshadowing.
Oh, man. Wow. John Michaels is making
guacamole out of El Matador. That's a very racist comment.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Making guacamole out of
But it was common back then.
Yeah. They called him El Matador, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I said he had that hot Latin temper.
Yeah. They said about Guerrero, too. The hot Latin temper. Yeah. As if white people don't get
Life,
mad
and steel too.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was funny though.
It was.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was funny.
Ooh, a
low blow by Flair on Bulldog. Yikes.
Talk about line desperation. You know what's at stake? A man will do anything. Holding out all
Hit Davey Boy and the Bulldogs, man.
I'd do that to my grandmother if I had
to his grandma.
Would it hurt the grandmother, though? I don't know.
I mean, she's a grandma. It probably would hurt her at some point.
Even though Tito's El Matador in this, I still consider him a tag team member.
he's
part of Strike Force, so I don't expect him.
He just called it a flying jalapeno.
Yeah. the forearm smash?
Went from flying burrito to jalapeno.
Just out and out racism.
It's crazy to think that Santana was an Intercontinental Champion, though.
Yeah.
He won, like, the first match ever at WrestleMania against the masked, like, the Eliminator or whatever it was. I got to look it up.
Barbarian.
Look at this guy.
Ciotti from the Head Shrinkers coming at you.
Barb. We'll never mess with Barb. He barely liked me.
Why do you think they call him the Barbarian? He's not a hairdresser on his day off, you know.
Oh, Santana. Hairdresser. For that shot by
Flair. I can swear Haku just got eliminated, went back, changed his clothes, and came out as the Barbarian.
And grew a little bit, ate some spinach, and came out as Barb.
That's awesome. I'm trying to get the bulldog out now, but he's hanging on.
Shawn Michaels' mullet was just majestic, wasn't it?
It was.
That thing.
It was.
It's flowing.
It's amazing he had that for how many years he did. Till like 96.
Now he's got a 10-gallon hat covering a bunch of ramen noodles.
And his gray beard doesn't even shave. Doesn't bother to shave anymore when he's on TV.
He aged horribly.
He's wearing those rubber boots. Like he's just came out the swamp. He's like
probably lives there now.
So he lives on a farm or something like that. He has like his own ranch or whatever. He has a hunting show too.
Right.
Straight up. He's got a hunting show. That's why he's always wearing like camo and stuff like that. He had a camo vest when he goes to WrestleMania with a tux. Yeah. A camo vest. Like Shawn Michaels, you used to be the pretty boy.
Yeah, he used to be a rock star.
Well, now you're a redneck.
Married with kids. Yeah. Who's he trying to impress now?
Right. I guess, but still, man. I still remember the pretty boy wearing the leather jackets.
Yeah, his theme music's still the same too.
He had the clip-on earrings and stuff. He could take out before his matches.
Terry Von Erich.
I think
his last match was at WrestleMania this year, right?
I don't remember
with WWF.
I guess I don't.
And then he left. I don't think he was out at SummerSlam.
I don't remember him being at WrestleMania.
I thought he was probably was.
Yeah, there was a big six man, something like that.
But this was his swan song, the beginning of it at least.
There's a Flair bump.
Flair flop. Yeah.
That's the best bump. I saw a gif of him doing it when somebody chopped him and he walked out of the ring, walked up the ramp, and then did the Flair bump.
I need that.
Like, how do you do that?
That's where the NBA players got that mess from. That's why they're flopping all over the place.
Good analogy. I like that.
That's the funniest bump ever. Like, I like how he walks when he does it. Like, not just falling face first. That's not the funny part. It's when he just takes, like, a ten-step walk.
It's like a power walk, too.
Right, yeah. It's like a real, like he's really going somewhere.
Yep.
Like, not like he's walking, like, dizzily or aimlessly. He's, like, really, like, walking like he's alert and then just goes, bam.
That's perfect. So that's perfect.
He's walking upright. That's, like, the funniest thing in wrestling.
It's like the Vince McMahon walk and then...
Right. Walking with purpose, and then he falls. Another flare bomb. No walk this time. He just fell.
He did that like 6 times in this match.
He was in there like 55 minutes.
Yeah. He did like 19 eye pokes, 4,078 chops. Yeah.
That should be another story. We should count how many chops
that's
he did
right,
on how many
right.
flare bumps
we're,
he did.
We're already on 85. I've been counting in my head. Yeah.
Oh, came out a little bit early. Yeah. Like a cheater.
Didn't even know which direction the ring was.
That bastard stole my Honda in 85. Yeah.
Barry Darso stole your Honda?
Yeah.
Crusher Khrushchev?
That was too much behind.
I got pissed when he stole the Macho Man's hat.
Too much behind.
He took my shit.
Here came, what's the name of Demolition? Damn, Crush?
Brian Adams? Yeah.
No, not Crush. Darso's name.
Smash.
Smash, yeah. Axe and Smash.
Yeah.
They had a great theme song, by the way.
They did.
Here comes the Axe. Here comes the Smasher. Something disaster.
I hated Demolition.
Understandable.
They beat Strike Force.
Oh, the Strike Force mark over here.
Yeah.
Well, at least we have El Matador. He's going to get his revenge.
No, he's not. He's going to get his ass kicked. That's what's going to happen.
Brian is the only guy hoping for the Strike Force reunion at WrestleMania. When is Strike Force going into the Hall of Fame?
Strike Force needs to go into the Hall of Fame.
Come on. Can-Am Connection, Strike Force, come on.
Rick Martel's going to go in as the model, and you're going to be really pissed.
I actually like the model. I love the Boston Crab. That was good.
Well, Tito's in.
Yeah.
Tito's in the Hall of Fame.
Martel should be in there, so they probably should be in together.
Yeah,
I would be mad at that. Yep.
So make Tito a 2-time Hall of Famer, like Ric Flair,
right?
And put Strike Force in as a team.
That's right.
Can you imagine the vignette they'll have for Strike Force? Like, they were the greatest tag team of 1986.
Y'all need to cut that out. I'm serious about Strike Force.
The legendary breakup in 1987.
Yeah. Brian Isley's favorite tag team.
Strike
when he was 5 years old.
We'll put together that promo.
Have Malik
do it. Oh, man.
Greg the Hammer.
This was after his Rhythm and Blues days.
No, this was before the... Oh, yeah, right. That was after. That was embarrassing.
He was I don't even know what he was doing at this time. I don't even think he had a feud. He was just in there.
He was just there.
And now he's getting chopped.
Here's Flair.
Yeah, there's two more chops.
In 1992, I didn't realize how awesome this was. Hat the Hammer and Flair trading chops.
Yeah.
Another walk and bump. He walked across the ring. He walked all the way
through everyone.
Ring.
It's like a maze. And he's like,
like Weekend at Bernie's. He's just aimlessly walking, but he's like upright. That's so funny to me.
He didn't say it's not fair that he's getting double teams.
Oh,
I love
my
it.
God. Ric Flair is a comedian, yo. He's just silly.
Ric Flair is definitely a comedian.
How silly. You're in the middle of a championship match. Technically, this is a championship match.
Yeah.
And any match, for that matter. And he's taking a stupid bump when he... Not like he just falls. Again, it's the part that he walks that's funny to me. Yeah. And then falls. He walks
Crowd
so far.
It. Crowd loves it. I love it. Oh, my God.
Vince probably hated it. I know he was probably in the back mad as hell.
What is that NWA crap?
Yeah. Get rid of everything that made you popular. Wait, no.
He takes like 10. He takes like a marathon before he falls.
Yeah.
Go back to Jim Herd. Doing that crap.
Oh man, that's so funny.
Still got the Barbarian in there.
I can watch this.
Why is he still in there?
Because he got Fatu to wear boots. Even though that's like
apparently Barbarian was like a badass in real life too.
Yeah.
He looks like it.
He does.
Where's my boy the Berserker?
Here we go. Now we got Nikolai Volkov.
Volkov.
Oh, God.
Lithuanian. I interviewed Volkov at WrestleMania last year.
Yeah.
I didn't intend to interview him, but he was there.
Yeah.
When Rusev was still hot and he was still rushing.
Right, yeah.
He was still rushing at that point.
That was before his Cena match.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, it was the day of the show. It's like, what do you think about Rusev? Something like that. Something to that effect. Or like a Russian heel, like something in the form of like, you know, you were once like a big foreign heel. Yeah. What is it like, you know, being that guy? Something to that effect. I don't
still,
remember the
still
answer.
Never got his when he was a member of the corporation in 1995. The whole Volkov.
I don't remember that at all. I don't remember the corporation.
DiBiase bought him.
Oh, he's bought $1 million corporation.
Yeah.
He bought Volkov.
He bought Volkov, and he would always wear that shirt that looked like a suit.
Oh, my God. You remember a lot more about 95 WWF than I do. Because I tuned out with everybody else.
I think that's all I watched. I never watched sports back then. It was just wrestling.
I watched a little bit like 94, But 95, I was out. Oh, Volkov's there goes Volkov. He's gone. So that's the end of our Volkov conversation. That's the end of that.
He lasted longer on the roof of my house than he did in the real world. My little brother took
Father Rico man's ready to attack.
He took it and threw it on top of the roof.
Volkov?
Yeah.
I would have slapped him for that, man.
Oh, he got his ass whipped.
You know, Volkov action figures are rare.
Yeah.
Any Schlemiel. What is that? It sounds like a deli meat.
I guess it's not Flair. He's not a Schlemiel.
Yeah. It sounds like a deli meat, though. Let me get a pound of Schlemiel.
It sounds like a slur. That's what it sounds
does.
Like.
It does. Shut up, you Schlemiel. What you call me?
Is this the Royal Rumble where he has that ridiculous elimination?
Yeah. Probably.
So stupid.
But right now, he's just punching people in the face. Yeah. Everybody, he's punching them in the face.
Including
he's T-Bone. A cop. He can do whatever he wants.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there goes somebody else. Who's that?
That's
Valentine?
That's Valentine.
This is the one when the boss man like dives and
yeah.
falls.
And holds on to the ropes and makes sure he goes over.
Yeah. Right.
Makes no sense. The Repo Man and the Boss Man. This should have been a WrestleMania feud.
That should have been. That's true. He's stealing stuff. Oh. That was the beginning
and
of
there
it.
There it is. Boss Man
sneaks out of the Rumble.
That's when he should have got back in. Like Steve Austin in 97. Just like look around, go back.
Hey, that was funny.
We got another flare bump coming. Every time he's in the corner, he takes
yeah,
the flare
that's
bump.
Right.
Stay right here. Do your job. 22 minutes for Flair and counting. That means
oh. There goes Davey boy.
Davey.
Oh, there goes Tornado.
I wouldn't mind Davey boy being a heavyweight champion.
Yeah. No WCW gave him a title match against Vader, but they never put the title on him when he went there. Then he came back with that weird hairdo.
Remember he came back in jeans in like 2000?
Yeah, in a
creep. Yeah.
And the Rock people's elbowed him with his shoes on, his church shoes on, he slid.
Ooh, Hercules, the new favorite, I'm sure.
He was also jacked.
Yeah.
He was past his prime in this match right here.
Well, I really miss Power and Glory. I don't know why. It wasn't even a special tag team.
Did have a feud with Hogan, too, right?
When he was a heel, yeah, back in like the late 80s. Yeah.
They always,
maybe 86.
They fed him so many jacked up dudes.
Chain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flair the Barbarian chick has a Flair chop.
They fed Hogan so many jacked up heels back in the day, though.
Yeah, they did.
Barb. Bossman, Heenan's crying.
Man, Flair could he could sell the hell out of anything, man.
Love how like Heenan forgets the rules sometimes.
Oh, there goes Barb.
Barb's out.
Oh, and there goes Hercules. Oh, and Bossman almost fell out.
There it is. Flair and Bossman. What a move. Eye poke. Here comes the worst elimination ever.
Oh! Back kicked him like right. Steven Seagal.
The hell was that?
We need more of that.
He didn't even fall.
Bye, Guardian Angel.
He jumps on the ropes, hangs onto him, and goes over the top. Oh.
Hey, man, you that big? You just happy to be coordinated.
Heenan. Flair wins it.
Another <Flair. laughs>
That's perfect. I love that Heenan was like, Flair's the champion of the world.
Uh-oh.
Snap.
Cypress. Piper won the IC title earlier in the night.
He did. He did. And he had a promo after that. Talking about the chance to walk out with both titles.
Right. I didn't even his promo was. Before his match against the Mountie was hysterical.
Yeah.
Like, he's talking about, you're going to take my manhood. I came here for a fight. I don't know what you came to do. He's like, oh, got him.
Yeah, right. Oh, Piper. He was awesome.
Hot Rod's thinking about that title just like everybody else is. Stop him, stop him.
It's a good thing he did, man. Because he had an epic match. Oh, what the? He had an epic match with Brett at WrestleMania 8.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
How you no sell a low blow?
Right.
What, that atomic drop?
Yeah, no sell on atomic drop. Yeah.
He would just be in a jerk.
Hair play spin. Yeah.
And Flair sells a poke to the eye.
No, you don't know where he's at. And it's sweet. He won the Intercontinental. If he even gets some half groggy, half puts him out, he can dump him. I know he can dump him if that happens. Hot Rod could have taken him right out of there with a shoulder block or a drop kick as Flair just baby. He's choking the life out of him. And another contestant about to emerge. 5 seconds and counting. He's got to get him up on his feet.
Putting somebody to sleep in the Royal Rumble doesn't seem all that like a good strategy. The Snake Roberts. Here comes Jake.
Maybe one of the most dangerous men walking the face of this earth. He knows what he's doing. You don't want to get involved. He's too smart for that.
He's inviting Piper over. Piper could be doing permanent damage. Piper's got the right idea. He's holding on to Flair.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you.
This is like the funniest part of the match right here.
Look at Flair. He is spent. He's out of it.
Looks we got Snake in there beating up Piper. The Heenan makes it what it is.
But especially this man. Starting to move.
Listen to the chant from this capacity crowd. It's Rod.
No, you don't see that today.
Yeah, you know, Okada does a short arm.
Yeah.
Rainmaker.
Definitely not fair to Flair. This Royal Rumble. How long have you been in now?
30 minutes and counting.
No, no.
Almost a DDT.
I never thought I'd say this, but thank you, Roddy. It's a kilt. It's not a skirt.
That's beautiful. All right.
Piper don't care.
Why are you no good?
Probably my favorite part of commentary. That's, the whole match.
I'm soaking away.
I'll tell you, I bet you Flair's lost 6 or 7 pounds already.
Who's coming out here? Who's coming out here? Uh-oh.
Oh! So, with the 2x4.
For what? Why?
I mean, it's not illegal in this match, right?
He drops it. He's in his face. He's intense. Drops the 2x4 before he gets in.
Right after Flair.
Punching the hell out of Flair. Still over, by the way.
Still pissed at Yokozuna for Banzai dropping him.
I remember watching that.
Yeah, I was all upset.
Golly.
I still am, actually.
I was laughing my ass off. That was funny.
You're bleeding from the mouth. Like, come on, don't do that to Hacksaw.
He did Hacksaw dirty.
He did. I remember them replaying on WWF Mania Saturday morning.
You and these Saturday shows, yo.
I'm all about them, man.
WWE Saturday shows were the truth, man.
They were, but he remembers all of them.
I remember
all, every Mania, Shotgun Saturday Night, Livewire.
You know what, though? I mean, WWE had so many great Saturday shows, but the best Saturday wrestling show was WCW Saturday Night.
I like that one. 6:05.
It wasn't Shotgun Saturday Night.
No, not at all. For like the, you know, 6 weeks it was on in the original format. He's what a champion is made of. There he is, man. A champion to the end. First side bench
by Roddy Piper. And now they're just duking it out. Piper and Flair. Damn. This isn't fair.
What? Hacksaw's by Duggan.
Hacksaw's punches look real. Yeah. Like, look, they should be drawing blood. Like, look how he's punching through Ric Flair's face right now. Like, his fist is going through his head.
Oh, boy.
Erwin R. Scheister.
Braised that.
Yep. With the damn suspenders.
I'd say IRS's highlight WWE was with Money Inc. with Ted DiBiase.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What else did he do?
One of my favorite. Yeah,
it's certainly better.
Yeah,
than
the feud with Razor and the Undertaker later on. But
it's certainly better than his VK Wall Street run.
Oh my
WCW.
God! I was trying to think of the name. I just remember the dollar sign suit. Jeez.
With the amateur wrestling tights.
Oh man!
Get VK out, WCW. Wall
Street. So you're just gonna steal?
Exactly.
Like, and he was in. He was Mike Rotunda in WCW. Why not just
right, in the
go
Varsity
back
Club
to,
in the NWA?
Yeah,
no VK because this worked.
this bad gimmick over
he
here.
He was a champion
that right. was saved by Ted DiBiase. That worked. Yeah.
VK and it's a horrible name. Whose last name is Wall Street?
No one.
Nobody's name is Wall Street. But here he's. Erwin R. Scheister.
Did they ever say what the VK stood for?
Probably Vincent
Kennedy. That's what I was thinking.
What else is going to
be?
You
know what? Then that's great then. That's awesome.
Well, that's what Vincent from the NWO was. Apparently named after Vince. So.
No, it wasn't. New
Vincent?
World Order.
No. Vincent from like Virgil.
Oh,
Virgil.
Yeah. I think he said like NWO. I was like, what? Like, hello? Hey. Yeah, Virgil was Vincent. Yeah, that was...
Yeah.
Why would you guess my name of Vincent anyway?
His name should have been Lackey.
Right. You see this on Twitter, he's just horribly hilarious.
I think he's in here, actually.
Oh, boy.
What if he won?
Jimmy Snuka, he's got some issues going
on
now.
Yeah, he does.
He's still being in jail right now.
Yeah. He's got some issues. But his daughter's, she's doing some good stuff.
She is. Team Dad.
Is she?
She's working. She's not.
I mean, yeah, she has a job.
She hasn't been indicted of anything.
I mean, because she was two.
I mean, I'm saying.
She's that old, though? I don't know.
I think she's in her 30s.
Yeah. I mean, she seems nice. You know, I'll take her out for a drink or something like that. You know?
Ooh. To me,
so
did you hear that?
Take you out for a drink.
Either way, a drink will be had. She can take me out. I ain't got no money anyway. She better take me out.
Neither does she.
She got more money than me.
Yeah, sure she's making at least high double figures.
You would hope.
See, that's actually a good point by Gorilla. Never thought of that. Give me your nose.
Ric Flair screams too. Like it's just agony. Got that hot Jimmy Snuka IRS action going on in the corner. The camera's not paying any attention to.
Robert's trying to eliminate Flair.
Nobody ever gets eliminated that way. Nobody ever gets eliminated by like trying to just drag them over the top rope. You either throw them out or kick them out or something. Yeah. But they always try to lift their legs up.
Jump out themselves.
Lift their legs up over the turnbuckle and try to. That never works.
There he is, the Undertaker.
Oh boy.
Actually, he got one of the you might say he got a bad break, Frank. I thought he'd be farther down the line than this. Who knows? It's the luck of the draw. Once he doesn't make it matter to him if he's number one or number 30.
Like what is Hacksaw doing? What is he trying to do? He's trying to like belly to belly suplex him out? Was that Piper? That was Piper rather.
But
because Piper and Hacksaw look exactly the same as me. Oh, there goes Snooker.
He didn't waste any time.
Like, why does Ric Flair walk right over to him? He's just walking.
Flair.
He walked right to him. Like walking into a hornet's nest.
Undertaker choking out Flair and he just kiss. Everything down the toilet.
Down the pipe. Everything.
Hacksaw's gonna save Flair for some reason.
Why? Why would you go to the under? Why would you
and
go
grab his
there?
Hair? Like,
you know what, Hacksaw? That was so dumb.
Always loved Undertaker's.
You deserve
chops.
What Yokozuna did to you now. That's why Yokozuna did what he did.
Yeah, but the Undertaker hated Yokozuna hated the Undertaker too. So,
plus remember Yokozuna and Undertaker was in the BSK together. They were homies. So, see, he was getting revenge.
That's right.
See, damn, more foreshadowing.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Look at Flair. I think he's really doing something.
Chopping the Undertaker.
Here comes our next entry.
Oh man.
Savage, as you see Jake get out of the ring, and Savage is looking for him. Gets attacked by the Undertaker. I love it. This story was awesome.
Savage ran that damn ring like Flojo.
Yeah.
He was out.
But the one thing that we'll actually see it later. But I'll wait.
Look at Flair. He's still fighting. Back off, will you, Rick?
Roberts is back.
I can't believe he's still standing.
And Hacksaw is really punching people in the face.
Here's what I don't get coming up.
Uh-oh.
Savage getting his revenge.
Crazy. That ugly outfit.
This Tuesday in Texas revenge.
Right. This should have been a WrestleMania match.
Yeah. They absolutely could have saved it for that. It was built really
well. Here comes the knee to the back you don't see anymore. Get out.
Yeah.
You don't see the knee to the back anymore.
Right, Robert. And he eliminates himself.
But he's not eliminated.
Over the top rope.
Savage was.
But if that were to happen today, they'd be eliminated.
Right.
Look at it. Savage was about that life. He didn't care nothing about this match at all. Yo. He had one
Undertaker
thing
trying
on
to help
mind.
His buddy.
Has kicked Jake the Snake's ass.
He was about that
like
life.
He wasn't even in it at the end, so why not just have them brawl to the back?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
He ran in at record 40 time. Jumped in the ring.
Like he's trying to get back out. So
the Undertaker on his back with his legs in the air cracks me up. Trying to grab him.
Yo, Savage gave no F's at all.
I believe that's
thanks for explaining
rules.
That. I mean, at least it made me realize, 7 years old, like, oh, okay.
When I watched this recently, I thought, he's out. And they explained, like, oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Back then, you had to eliminate, you had to get eliminated, not eliminate yourself.
I think they came up with that real quick.
For this specific storyline.
Because I don't think Macho Man was supposed to
do or, that. Yeah, or Macho Man wasn't supposed to do that.
Right.
And it's like, all right, look, he has to be near the end, so just say that he can't eliminate himself.
Yeah, that was his patented move, too. He always did that over the top rope, so I think he was just a habit. It was a habit,
So it's just a force of habit. Savage messed
come
up.
Come on, Savage.
He probably got cussed out at the end of the match. Vince good for cussing you out at the end of a match.
She tried to low blow the Undertaker. He just tried to lift him up.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Husk.
What is this? Why did he hold his hand out like this? Was he panhandling?
What do you do?
Was he asking for money?
And he do communion?
There he goes.
Maybe he was asking for the body of Christ.
I went to a Pentecostal church, so we did communion, but it was in the middle of shouting too, so it wasn't anything.
Good thing he didn't bring a sword with him to try all this, to all decapitate.
Got church discussion because of the berserker.
But the berserker needed Jesus.
He needed something
more than anybody. The berserker came to the ring just now, speaking in tongues.
Right, Hoss.
Do we remember when he tried to stab the Undertaker with a sword?
I don't remember that. No.
Wait, what?
Right through the ring.
His hand that he's holding out all
right
the damn
through
time?
The ring.
That's when he tried to stab
no,
you?
No, no. He had a sword with Mr. Fuji. And it was on Superstars. And it was like a DQ finish.
That's why I didn't see it. I was outside playing.
This had to be like 92 after this, obviously.
I was riding my bike. I ain't give a damn.
Undertaker laying on the mat. Berserker goes to stab him. He moves out of the way.
In 92?
Yeah.
That's not like the attitude there. So like something like, you know.
And then they went to the commercial. They zoomed in on the sword in the canvas.
What? That's not like something that would have happened like with Pillman and Austin.
Yeah.
The gun. Yeah. But no, somebody can get almost stabbed and impaled in the ring.
I'm glad you changed that because you don't get stabbed with a sword.
Right,
you
get impaled.
There you go.
He had a sword. What
is he, Soul Calibur? Come on.
Fuji was holding it for him. I don't know.
Oh, my God. He had a sword. Thankfully, I don't remember a whole lot about
him. I'm glad I don't remember that. Oh, God.
There he is.
Verge.
His career would have been so different if he won.
Oh, yeah. I'm bet.
Said no one ever.
Look at those tights, boy.
It's a candy cane.
A black candy cane.
Yeah, what happened with the $1 million title? He just kind of, he won it and then.
He lost it, didn't he?
Did he?
I think he lost it back to DiBiase, I think. He just came out,
right? Number 23, right? Damn, IRS kicked the hell out of Virgil just now.
Damn, Berserk, he's a Viking.
I know when these guys walk into Vince's office and he's got the gimmick for them sitting on the table. I know I can't win with this shit.
Oh, of course. But they're looking at how many dollar signs, the number of zeros. They're like, whatever.
Like, thank goodness the Undertaker gimmick landed on the right person. Because even that was a crazy idea.
Yeah, he's dead. He's a zombie. He made it work, though.
Yeah, he did. Can't say the same for the Berserker.
I love how he didn't keep asking how long he's been in there. Why don't you just keep track yourself?
Ask the timekeeper.
Roddy Piper over
there. How does Monsoon know, but Heenan doesn't?
Roddy Piper's over there with Virgil alone.
Oh,
Roddy don't get down with the, with the blacks.
Virgil. Who's that? Is that Colonel Mustafa? Iron Sheik.
Yep.
Sheiky baby.
General Adnan's newest
gangster on Twitter.
Hilarious though. He asked Joel Embiid for weed one time. Hysterical. He's like, Hey, Embiid, you smoked a Kush, baby, Bubba?
What is wrong with that
guy? It's Shiki, baby, man. You can do whatever he wants.
And the Berserker just hammering away at Virgil. What a shot by Savage to the Undertaker. Doesn't faze him. Savage has a lot of guts. He'll go right after you. Former Intercontinental Champion, former World Wrestling Federation Champion.
The fatigue factor has got to be entering in here, especially on Rick Martel and Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Rick Martel, he's in the ring?
Martel still on his feet. I can't believe it.
Flair, he said Martel at least twice, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Look, Martel's not in the match yet. Because we would have talked about him.
We would have seen him come down.
Right. The Knickerbocker Arena. That's a terrible name for an arena. In Albany, New York.
The capital.
Of New York.
For some reason.
Hey, some reason.
The Undertaker was just looking at Piper hammering on Flair.
Come on, Rick. Where is he? He's in the corner there with Savage.
There he is, still on his feet. Can you believe this?
I can't. His chest is beat red. He's got a welt in the middle of his forehead. This capacity crowd is telling us that the next one is about to come on. And there he is.
There he is. Martel.
They were foreshadowing.
Yeah. Without arrogance.
Yeah.
Why? See, Hacksaw brought his 2x4, but
he could have brought arrogance and sprayed everyone.
It would have worked. Yeah. It would have won.
Blinded everybody and just threw them out one by one. Yeah. Man, that would have been genius. Here's some arrogance. Just throw everybody out one by one. You just hear Berserker, by the way. He's still in the match. You can hear him.
That's funny. I've been laughing at that for around 25 years.
He's wearing like a burlap sack for a shirt, too, by the way. Oh, somebody just got thrown out. Mustafa. Sheik.
Buffer.
At least this time he was healthy enough to go over the top rope.
Unlike
the gimmick Battle Royal.
Oh, where literally man. There was no other outcome that could have happened.
Right, he was not healthy enough to go over the top rope. He couldn't throw him over the top rope. All right,
because you're going to die if you get thrown over the top rope.
Straight up. I don't know who is supposed to win that.
See, they care about the health of their wrestlers.
Right, I don't know who is supposed to win that, but that's the main reason why Sheik won, because he couldn't go over the top rope.
Classic.
And they put him in a Cobra clutch anyway. Berserker still in there. Who we got here? Uh-oh, here comes the holster, brother.
Oh, boy. Still.
Crowd's going crazy, though. We could talk trash about Hogan, but look at the fans. They're going nuts.
Crazy. Only a few people got popped like Hogan.
Right, they're going nuts. The place just came alive. Double knock and knock her again.
That's a move you don't see now either. Good. The double knock and knock.
Martel's gone.
That's the Hogan special right there. Come here, you two jobbers.
Just let Flair win it. I'll be a different person, I promise you.
Love it.
Undertaker. There goes Undertaker. They don't eliminate Undertaker like that. He was a champion. He's gonna throw him out like that. That was whack.
Should have at least been in the final four.
There goes Berserker.
The Berserker go out after the Undertaker.
Right. Undertaker should have been like in the final three or four. You ever seen Clerks?
There goes
Berserker.
No.
You never seen Clerks?
No.
Get out.
See ya.
Come on,
either
man.
One, not one or two.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry. It's on my list. Okay, my very long list.
Jeez. So every time I hear Berserker, I think of Berserker. I want to say the rest of the song, but I can't.
Yeah.
What was his name? Something like, hey, Russian metal. Metal face.
Skinner.
Always Skinner.
Enough.
What are you mad that I was really happy that he came out, or the fact that he's there to begin with?
Just like chewing snuff on his way to the ring. Oh my God, Skinner! Vince had a messed up imagination.
He did. You're gonna be a crocodile hunter. But you're gonna skin him, so you're gonna be Skinner.
You're going to be a crack, but this is like 25 to 30 years before Swamp People, so nobody's going to like
it. I'm soaking wet. Give me something to drink. Hey, you stupid. Give me something to drink. You stupid. Something with a kick.
Oh, man.
Getting down to the nitty gritty here in the Royal Rumble. Should Flair hang on for 60 seconds?
I'm still thinking about Berserker from Clerks. It's hilarious. You gotta see this movie, man.
I do. Wait, I thought Martel went out. Could have sworn he was eliminated already.
No.
Who else wore pink tights?
Damien Sandow.
In the 1992 Rumble?
In this Rumble?
I could have sworn I saw, well, unless he went through the middle rope.
You didn't specify. You didn't specify the time.
He was
period.
On SmackDown last night, by the way.
I saw that.
Yeah.
It's good for him.
Well, he watched SmackDown.
I didn't watch it.
Oh.
I saw the results. Watch SmackDown? Stop. I did see I actually read the spoilers for the first time in forever, and it made me very upset. So, because Kalisto, like, why would you do that to him?
Yeah.
One day after he wins the title.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense, but.
Then they spoiled it on WWE.com, too.
Yeah. Someone complained to me. He said, why would you spoil it for everybody who wants to watch it? Go to WWE.com. They'll spoil it for you.
Absolutely.
Don't blame me, pal. Oh, Sarge.
Oh, man.
We're best friends now, by the way.
That's it.
Yeah.
We Snapchat all the time.
Yeah.
No. I don't Snapchat. I don't think Sergeant Slaughter knows what Snapchat is, so.
Shoot, I don't even know how to use the damn thing. So
I don't.
Frustrating.
I don't do it. Uh-oh, there goes Skinner.
Go in the back and get you a can of Skulls.
The alligator man.
I love how Slaughter was eliminated from this one, too. That was crazy. We'll see that shortly. Hogan and Piper.
Oh, yeah. Raking each other's eyes.
The war that didn't settle the score.
Right. They named a whole event after that, and it didn't do anything. But it did something, but it didn't finish the match.
Right.
That's because Piper didn't want to lose.
Right. And then he won the first match they had at WCW.
Gosh. Some things that happen in wrestling.
Yep.
Just make you go, why?
Yep. I wish that was how it worked.
If he wins this, I'll never say or do anything bad again. Martel just about to be eliminated there by the Hulkster. And look at this. Flair is still attacking.
Slaughter holding. Going at it.
This was when he was getting his country back as well.
Right. I want my really country back.
Yeah. Well, we both interviewed him when he was down at Xfinity a few weeks ago, and he said that was a very emotional time for him outside of the ring. Poor Sarge.
Man, he was G.I. Joe.
It was.
Sid.
Oh, boy.
Sid Justice.
And Sid gets crazy pop.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, think that.
It's like it was Sid.
How Sid is like kind of a laughable guy because his promos are so bad.
Right.
But he was popular at this point.
Yeah.
And when he beat Shawn Michaels for the title. Like, they were digging Sid.
Yeah.
They were booing Shawn. It's like, but look back, it's like, why did we dig Sid so much? Like,
yeah, I don't. And they even cheered him against Bret Hart the next month too. So it wasn't like they just hated Shawn. They were
like Sid. It's like, why did the people like Sid so much? I think there's like the bad guys. Like, that was the point where just like bad guys. Like, they wanted Sid to consider kind of like a badass.
Yeah, and he was.
And Stone Cold came along and did it way better than he ever could. But they were yearning for that, I guess.
They were.
And I guess Sid was like that guy for that period of time. I'm the king of the world! The ruler of the world! Sid. A lot of people say, well, he's proven that to me, right? A lot of people can say and do things, but when he says it... Well, Sid left number 30? I think that was... I think
I
number 30.
So.
I always questioned the man's integrity. I never questioned his ability inside the ring. He's never asked anybody to
like him, but all you gotta do is respect him. Sid was huge, man.
He was. I don't know how he wasn't like a huge star.
This is actually his second pay-per-view because he was at SummerSlam 91 as the ref in the main event. And Survivor Series, he was injured. So,
yeah, this is actually his second pay-per-view.
He was on Superstars like every week, though.
You and this damn Superstars, man. Do you watch Superstars now?
Yeah. No, because it's not the same.
It's not, plus, it's Fox, not on Saturdays.
Fox on Saturday morning.
Not on Saturdays.
Yeah, good old Fox.
Oh, he wasn't 30.
Oh, it's Warlord. Oh, yeah. Another jacked up dude.
Yeah. The Warlord
Barbarian, with Harvey Whippleman, I forgot about that.
Hercules, they're all the same person.
Look how big he can't even walk right. He's so big.
Like, his arms don't move.
Right. He's so big that he waddles like he like does. Tips back and forth down to the ring. Doesn't walk.
You see how he walked across the ring?
He walked like a robot almost.
Oh.
Hey, man, every time Hogan gets into an exchange, he always has to put his hair back.
Like his long flowing locks.
Like he's still Thunder Lips. Sit your ass down.
He was balding back in 87. Look at that. How can he keep going? Monsoon, how can he keep going? Got me. Sid. Oh, my God.
Hot Rod, Rowdy Rowland. Look at all those neon tights in the ring. Sid and Martel. And, well, Piper's is in neon, but all these different colors.
Yellow.
Oh, who's that?
The IRS got a damn suit on.
Right, with a tie.
There it is. That's why I don't wear a tie in the ring.
Got eliminated by his tie. At least we know it wasn't a clip on. Look at how big his forearms are. And there goes Warlord. Goodbye. His forearms look like streetlight poles. Like,
yeah.
That's just his forearm.
Piper, Martel, Sid.
Goodbye.
Both out.
Two Canadians gone.
Piper and Martel. Who's left now? It's Hulk.
Final four.
Going to leave this ring. World Wrestling Federation champion. It's Justice and Savage.
And Hogan and Flair.
And look at
top two matches of WrestleMania this year.
Here's Flair going to eliminate.
Oh, there goes Savage.
Knee to the back of Sid.
Knee to the back needs to come back, yo.
Yeah, man. We got the final three.
He's so he's tired.
He just got stuck.
Right, can't even do it. He's like, hoo-ah! Couldn't even do it.
Here it is, Sid.
The Great Betrayal.
Boom.
Oh!
Does what you're supposed to, eliminates Hogan.
Hogan gets mad. My friend.
Even I was wondering why Hogan was mad. 6, 7 years old.
Looking at the fans like... Can you believe you did this to
you? You guys believe this? Look at this. How did it get his hand?
I don't know. What was he probably caught up on the apron. Here it is.
And it's over.
And I was legitimately shocked.
You were?
Back then, yeah. Right now? Yeah.
No! Always gotta love that.
I love it, yeah. You know what's funny? I was watching the 2008 Rumble, and they had Michael Buffer, and how he introduced The Undertaker.
It's awesome.
No, not even close.
What? It wasn't good at all?
No. It was like, The Undertaker!
Aww.
Go back and watch it.
Why would you do emphasis on it. The R?
Yeah, exactly. Sid and Hogan now.
Rick Flair's WWF music with Whack, by the way.
Whack?
I didn't like it. 2001 Space Odyssey is Rick Flair's music. Look at these two.
Look at Sid's chin. That's the first thing I noticed. So.
Look, Daddy got a damn butthole on his face.
Get your chin out my face, dude. Tell him to get your chin out my face, brother.
Now, right now, why would you be on Hogan's side? You know, he's a sore loser.
We'll be on anyone's side.
And Sid eliminated him.
But we didn't care back right. then. It was Hogan. We didn't care that he True. Was whining like LeBron. We didn't care that he was.
But I was so confused. Once Sid started becoming more of a heel, then I was more on Hogan's side. But
I didn't care about any of this because I wanted to see the title. Mm-hmm. Neither one of these guys was a champion.
Tell you this, if this is real life, Hogan ain't want no work with
Oh, of course. He want no work with nobody. Hogan wasn't trying to fight people. Neither was Flair, for that matter.
I love when Sid's on the outside. And he says he'll kill him.
Two odds on favorites. Of course, Ric Flair was a favorite as well, but drawing the number three.
Flair is out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye to his chances, but he proved everybody wrong. Everybody in the world now knows what Ric Flair can do, what kind of man he is.
There you go. The best promo.
Oh, yeah.
The new World Wrestling Federation champion as the press watches on. At this time, to present the title belt to the new champion, our president, the distinguished Jack Tunney.
Congratulations, Ric Flair.
The distinguished Jack Tunney.
Champion of the World Wrestling Federation.
Let me just say, after Vera distorting the belt, they're proclaiming the real world champion. I'm going to tell you all with a tear in my eye. This is the greatest moment in my life. When you walk around this world and you tell everybody you're number one, the only way you get to stay number one is to be number one. And this is the only title in the wrestling world that makes you number one when you are the king of the WWF. You rule the world. Think about it like that, Mr. Perfect.
Guys, the brain. Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Let's give a big one. Woo! You did it. I was never so impressed with anything I've ever seen in all my life. He went out there for over 60 minutes, never took a back step, took it to Hogan, took it to The Undertaker, took it to whoever got in that ring. That's why he is,
Bobby,
called now the real world's heavyweight champion.
We're not the kind of guys to say, we told you so.
But we told you so.
Very good.
They're the liars.
Ric Flair, you have made world... Put that cigarette out.
It's the greatest.
Gene Okerlund didn't play games.
He's bad.
Put that cigarette out.
I gotta tell you like this, for the Hulk Hogans and the Macho Mans and the Pipers and the Sids, now it's Ric Flair, and y'all pay homage to the man.
Pay homage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up. We hope you have
it. He was about to have a heart attack.
And that wraps it up right there, boy.
Still the best Rumble match ever.
Upon my 400th viewing, still really good.
And I'll probably watch it two or three more times before this year's Royal Rumble. So,
still great.
Yep.
24 years later.
Always holds up. Always holds up. I think it helps that Flair won, too. You know, I can't see anyone else winning something like that based on how.
I could have saw Hogan winning it again.
Yeah, but like.
Again. And again.
At this moment, you think it wasn't supposed to be Flair and Hogan anymore. WrestleMania was more Hogan Sid, but.
Of course. You know. And that was a mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. But.
Definitely was.
Big mistake.
I don't know what Vince was thinking.
Yeah, Adam, right there. Hogan, Flair, two biggest stars of the previous decade.
Yeah, yeah. They did it at house shows, but never
did it at house pay-per-views. Like, how crazy is that? He did it at house shows. The only time we got to see it on television was at Bash at the Beach.
When they didn't have Hogan have Shaq come down.
Shaq was like the guest or something.
Yeah,
Shaq and Mr. T was there.
Wow. Oh. They were in Orlando and Shaq was still playing for the Magic, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
How much time we got left, Taylor?
Well, we can wrap it up.
Well, let's go for another couple
talk about
minutes,
it. So. Okay.
But, yeah. Hope you enjoyed that, everybody.
Yeah, it was.
It's always a joy watching
it. Because we did.
I got a couple texts that were saying this is classic entertainment. Just talk about Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan and just. They make it so much better. Like, imagine Michael Cole and Byron Saxton commentating that Royal Rumble.
Oh, my!
You know what? I could see JBL fitting in, though.
Yeah.
JBL's maybe. Funny as hell.
Corey Graves.
Corey Graves
is funny.
Yeah, they should do that.
And JBL. Michael. Roflo. Coach. Here's your sports in the highlight. Roflo. Or when like something happens, like somebody hits a finish, ball game. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all. I like JBL, but for the most part on Raw, he says ball game, Roflo, Michael, Coach, and that's it. Like, that's what he says.
I'm gonna
most
pay
of
attention
time.
To that more now.
I'm telling you, man, that's what he says a lot. Says. Highlight, ball game, Roflo, Michael, and that's it. Big game, John. Big match, John.
You got JBL down pat.
That's what it is. That's literally what it is.
It's your favorite. No?
Huh?
Is that your favorite
what?
Commentator?
No. Well, just... I don't really, out of the lot, I'd probably go with Corey Graves, but choosing a favorite commentator in WWE is like choosing like the worst of anything. Like,
I go with Mauro Ranallo, and he's only been there for
2 weeks.
So you're pretty much saying you want JR back, is what you're saying.
Or just... Stop overproducing them. It's not really the talent's fault.
Yeah, minimize what you're saying in their ear. You know, let them.
Right. Let them go. Let them call the matches like it's an event.
They
not,
still do that in the back. They still.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I've called stuff on TV before. There's always someone in your ear. But if you're calling a regular sporting event, they're not like telling you what to say.
Yeah.
They're not like giving you all kinds of directions. They'll just chime in and, you know, get, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Like, they'll chime in every now and then. But apparently, in WWE, they're like, you know, sometimes say, tell them what to say.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just overproduce.
And it comes off so.
Like, Michael
hokey.
Cole said, like, he has like six people in his head sometimes, in his headset.
Oh, that's whack.
Like, that's
crazy. Almost like they're reading a script and they're so monotone and they're. Yeah. There's just no emotion behind it.
Why even have him there then? Why don't they just have the people in the back just
right.
I'd love to hear Vince back on commentary.
No, what a maneuver.
Tell me that's not classic though. I'm watching the old Live Wires and whatnot, and when he was on there, and the guys would call up and tell him like that was, you know, he needs to stop doing that, and he would just laugh. He'd be like, ha, 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 like his laugh that you hear on the broadcast, and he's like, well, thank you for your opinion.
Yeah, they used to shoot on those calls.
Yeah,
man.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've been watching them. They're amazing.
Oh, what a ride, yeah! And Shawn Michaels came down from the ceiling. What a ride, yeah!
And landed in the crowd.
I remember the Iron Man match when they were outside of the ring, and Bret Hart was propped up like on top of the timekeeper. And Shawn Michaels went to go super kick him and missed and super kicked the timekeeper. and all Vince could say was, oh, no. And that was it. And they showed the replay again. We're going to show you the double
feature.
We're going to show you the double feature. Oh, no.
And that's it?
That was all you got.
Kicked a civilian in the face.
Oh, man.
I just liked the...
He gets stretchered out, that guy.
Yeah, he did. My friend and I, we rewound the tape. All that, we just kept laughing at that part. Just laughed. That was hysterical.
What we didn't play was the intro to the Royal Rumble, to the pay per view itself, with Vince like, "Welcome to the Royal Rumble with Hulk Hogan, Sid Justice." I used to like that
with that cheesy music,
right?
Amazing music in the background
and the pictures.
You like them? You love it. I mean, it's
the original. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, exactly.
And the pictures too, with guys making ugly faces in the pictures. They would show up like, and Hulk Hogan, and it'd be some cheesy looking face. And I like the one he used to do WrestleMania. So I'm like, welcome to WrestleMania. Like, my voice hurts just doing that, just imitating that. That was his voice though.
Yeah.
He probably did it like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
But that's
probably
gotta love Vince, man.
Yeah, Vince is the man.
Like, watch the intro to WrestleMania 6. It's so hokey.
Yeah, yeah.
The universe and stars. And it's like, what the hell are you talking about?
It's like the Ultimate Warrior wrote that and handed it to Vince and told him to say it.
Vince made it a million times better.
Yeah. He's like, are you sure? Yeah, yeah, do it.
And he was the main commentator on Shock on Saturday Night. So if you guys want to go back and watch some Shock on episodes,
Vince was,
I hated Vince on
he's
the
awesome.
Mic.
I was
so glad when he became Mr. McMahon. I hated Vince on the mic.
Vince,
this is so good.
All right, well, we got to wrap up here. So, what final thoughts on just watching the Rumble again?
Man, I just hope the Rumble coming up just lives up to the hype of the title being on the line, where they have some really big spots. They have it's not just Reigns throwing people out trying to defend his title. I want big spots in the Rumble.
It probably won't live up to that though.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think anyone could at this point. For as many as they had, there has been zero that have lived up to the 1992 one. So it's hard to imagine anything living up to that until we see it. So,
right.
Brian, if there's one that lives up to it.
The only other time I was excited watching the Royal Rumble was when I was actually there in 2004. And I'm lying. When John Cena came back all quick from the pectoral injury.
Right. In 08.
In Madison Square Garden, and the crowd went crazy. Mm-hmm. That was hot. Other than that, 92 it is, man. 92 was awesome.
Yeah.
I'll give 92 its props. It's the best one ever. I think maybe 98 was pretty good because you had Three Faces of Foley. Austin came in like from like the crowd.
Yeah. Everyone was looking at the entrance and he came from behind. Right. Eliminated Mero, I think, right away.
Right.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Then in 99, they had a bounty on him.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Yeah. 2000.
They've had some good moments.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. There's a lot of there's good moments, especially like with Kofi.
Of course,
stuff that Kofi does. Yeah, you look forward to that. Right. But the match overall as a whole, no, it doesn't compare to 92.
Yeah, the last couple have definitely been just awful. They suck.
From the beginning to the end.
Yeah, know, not like just because Daniel Bryan didn't win.
I think it was
just
three in a row.
For the most part, they're just not good.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, this was fun. This was very...
Awesome. Loved it.
Just...
Glad we did it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So, Brian, as always... Tell people where they can find you.
Man, you can find me at Brian Isley Live on Twitter, at Brian Isley on Instagram, at Brian Isley Live on that damn Snapchat that I don't know anything
so
about.
So you have a Snapchat,
I just don't know. I feel old trying to navigate that damn thing.
I use it very little.
But yeah, follow me on there. I'm not going to post anything. Follow me on there. I got a couple shows. I'm doing a show at Super D's in Pensgrove, New Jersey with comedian Miss Bubbles. And we're starting our own showcase, Star Corner Comedy Showcase, February 4th. It's every first and third Thursday night. So, all right. Yeah. More details to come.
Miss Bubble sounds like a porn star. That's a comedian?
She kind of shaped like one, too.
Really?
She's funny as hell. She was at our first showcase. She tore it down, man. She's one of the funniest comedians in the area. So,
and she's shaped like a porn star.
I'll be there.
You said that in a creepy voice. I'll be there.
She's kind of top heavy.
I'll be there.
All right.
You guys are pervs. Vaughn's eyes got all shifty and everything.
Hey, I just said she sounded like a porn star. You said you enlightened me to the fact that she shaped one too. Right. So I would like to.
Heard the name Miss Bubbles. And
I just sound like a porn star. Sorry. I don't know. Too many forms of entertainment with somebody that just goes around calling themselves Miss Bubbles.
Boom.
I believe I take at your word that she's very funny. You know,
yeah, she is
right.
Yeah.
Good,
just the name caught me off guard. That's Miss Bubbles. Okay, all right, Nick, save me here.
Yeah,
before Miss Bubbles rips me on social media like that, because it probably
will. You're gonna be in the next act,
and I will get ripped apart by a very, very funny comedian, and I don't want that to happen. So
she's good at that. That's probably one of her best strengths, is ripping audience members.
That's a good thing.
Not in this case. Save me.
Okay. Follow me on Twitter at Nick Pacone, PhillyVoice.com, PhillyInfluencer.com. We are also on Twitter at Shooters Radio. We update, you know, as much as we can daily. You know, we'll keep you updated on future shows. We're also planning on being on Boombox Live Radio this Monday.
Yeah.
Planning on calling in. So tune in for that.
We got it.
We'll set those guys straight about wrestling.
Yeah, I think Malik and I should just walk out when you guys show up and just have you sit in our seats and just go at it with Ken Neal and Saquon. I think
I can talk some rap, you know. But
yeah.
I'd rather talk wrestling. Yeah. I can mix rap and wrestling. I can talk about how rap is like wrestling.
It's connected.
Yeah.
Can't bring up Kurt Hennig or the West Texas Rednecks.
No, that was bad. They thought was rap bad. Was crap.
Yeah. Yeah. And Kurt Hennig from Minnesota.
One of the worst
really
angle ever.
Kurt Hennig was from the Upper Peninsula, Minnesota. I don't know how he's in the West Texas Rednecks. I don't know how that worked, but
WCW.
We're on Facebook too. Facebook.com/TheStraightShooters. So follow us.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm at Vaughn M. Johnson. I guess we'll be on Boombox Life. I almost forgot about that, but I'm looking forward to that. Talking about rap and wrestling, baby faces and heels and wrestling and rap and wrestling.
That's right, man.
Like there are baby faces and heels in rap. Mm-hmm. You know, they play the part. At Vaughn M. Johnson or at Shooters Radio on Twitter. You might have mentioned that already, Nick, did you?
I did. Okay. And Facebook.
iTunes. And Facebook. We're also on iTunes. Boom. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Look us up in the in your Google Play Store, on your App Store, on iTunes. No, I guess not in the Google Play Store, huh? iTunes. So if you got an iPhone, look us up in the
Android Stitcher.
Okay. And of course, on wildfireradio.com.
Of course.
Streamers, catch wildfire.com. For Brian Isley and Nick Pacone, I am Vaughn Johnson. Thanks for listening to The Straight Shooters, and we'll catch you again next week for our big Royal Rumble preview next week?
Yeah. Yep.
Already. Big Royal Rumble preview. So thanks for listening.
See ya.
Listen to The Straight Shooters. This Donnie Wahlberg from WrestleMania 10. And you listening to Vaughn Johnson and Nick Pacone at The Straight Shooters, y'all.